14. Kawakami Sadayako, Japan's first global superstar. In 1899, a pioneering Japanese theatre group decided to go on a world tour. No such thing had ever happened before, and they were apprehensive about how they would be received. Luckily, Kawakami Sadayoko, a famous geisha, former lover of Prime Minister Ito Hirobumi, and one of Japan's greatest stars, was the lead actress. Sadayoko and her husband Otojiro's original renderings of Japanese and Western dramas, including Shakespeare, swept all before them. Audiences fainted with pleasure. The media went wild. She was a sensation. In Boston, how this geisha dances. She has conquered us and she has us grovelling at her feet. Boston Herald, December 13th, 1899, and Boston Globe, December 11th, 1899. In Brussels, even children know her name. She has succeeded in giving Europeans a profound impression of Japan. Yomiuri Shimbun, December 29th, 1900. In London, we have witnessed such acting as we have never seen before. Theatre Critic, June 13th, 1900. The audacious world tour idea had worked. Over the course of two tours, Sadayako's koto playing inspired Debussy. She was sketched by a young Picasso, declined to be a model for Rodin because she did not realise how famous he was, and turned down Gustav Klimt because she was too tired. Kimono Sadayako, which caused a great whirlwind in Paris, was named after her, and she performed before myriad royalty, including Edward, Prince of Wales, soon to be King Edward VII in London, King of Bavaria in Munich, the Habsburg Emperor Franz Joseph I in Vienna, and the Russian Tsar Nicholas II in St. Petersburg. Japan's global reputation soared, and kimono wearing became common as indoor and party wear. On return, she founded the Imperial Actress Training School in 1908, aiming to make acting a respectable profession for women. Actresses had previously been treated as social outcasts, so Sadayako's efforts led to a new area of public life opening to Japanese women.